Welcome to episode 376 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 30th of April 2016. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 p.m. Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone and Android app. Your hosts today are Brad, Jacob, and myself, Daryl, and our guests are Danny Stevens and Michael Tucker.
Hi, this is Paul Carey from Carey Co. Check out our latest game release, Alley Cat, on iOS and Android. And check out our website at careyco.net. Now I hand you back to Brad and the team at Tech Webcast.
Tech Webcast. Streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands. Brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now, holding brain hands.
Hello, Brad.
Hello.
Oh. Hello. Is anybody
out there?
Hey,
mate. How are you? Hey, Daryl.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, mate. What's the news? How's your week been?
Good week. It was birthday week this week. Yeah, same for you. But my Heil microphone arrived on my birthday. So how was that, Mr. Thank you, Mr. Amazon, for delivering it on my birthday. So it's all
I love the Heil pickup. It's a good mic, great microphone.
Yeah. So I'm going to set it up eventually in my room with the boom arm and all the rest of it. But yeah, at the moment it's just on the stand. I had a good week. So I can't complain.
Good stuff, mate. Good stuff. Apple Pay came.
Yeah, and I noticed we use. I mean, I don't have an ANZ bank account, but I noticed at work we have an ANZ account, we have the FPOS machine, and I noticed there's a little symbol in our FPOS machine saying Apple Pay, so it looks like they must have activated it through the network, and so we don't have to do any changes. We through our FPOS we can Apple Pay now. So
they just turned it on. I think they turned it on at about 5 a.m.
The staff didn't even realise, because I said Friday before we finished work, I said, do you realise you've now got Apple Pay on your FPOS machine? And I went, huh? What's Apple Pay? So I gave them a little bit of a description, because I don't know how many people in my little town are going to use it, but you're bound to eventually someone's going to come in and want to wave their phone over the FPOS machine. So, yeah, it's all up and running by the look of it.
Yep. And last week, Daryl, you made a video about getting sponsors and donations, and Corey.
Yes, he did. It was amazing. I think we'd hardly put the video up on YouTube, and I'd hardly shared it out, and you, Braden, and Jake, when everyone shared it out, and Corey jumped in and donated $50 to the podcast. So a huge thank you, Corey, for your support of Tech Webcast.
Yes, and thank you to Corey. And I know for a fact he actually shares a podcast every single day, every week. No matter what, where he is or where he doesn't.
Facebook, Instagram.
Very big border.
Yeah, so thank you, because as I said in the video too, even if people can't, give financial support, because, not everybody has a few extra dollars in their pocket, just sharing the podcast out is a huge benefit in getting more listeners to Tech Webcast.
Exactly, mate.
Exactly.
That's the whole point of it, yep. Exactly. And also we've got Michael Tucker on. Welcome, Michael.
Yeah, g'day, Brad. G'day, Daryl. Hi, Danny and Jacob.
How's your week been, mate?
And I've had a really, really busy week. I live in Brisbane in Australia, of course, and so I've had a really, really busy week. But, part of the thing was I attended the Advanced Queensland Summit for the last 2 days. And on their live stream, they had, 100,000 viewers, consecutive viewers. And I think it was 700,000 minutes of video watched over that time. So,
it's unbelievable
podcast stuff that they do. They don't get very much at all in that. So this was a major thing for them, a major initiative for pushing through. The idea that we've got to get away from coal. Definitely got to get away from coal anyway. So, Yeah. So, you know, they announced that we're going to, you know, that Brisbane is going to be the Asia Pacific headquarters for Myriad, which is a startup event similar to South by Southwest, and that Queensland is going to be their headquarters. They also announced that the startup precinct is going to happen in the Valley. I don't know if you know the Valley, but it's always the place where everyone goes and gets into trouble. So it's going to be good fun because they can get in trouble and make startup and make a business, and then they can afford to get into trouble, and who cares? So, and the other one that they did for was how to attract global startups and stuff. So Hotdesk Q, so that's DSQ, is if you go search for it, they're involved in that. And the other thing that they did too, just to finish off on that one, was inaugural research fellows and PhD scholars, they're actually offering grants now. I think there's about 21 grants, and currently there's about 350 applicants for these grants for startups, so which is pretty amazing thing. And what I'm up to today, just to finish that one off too, and in news, since I've got a bit, is today is where I'm at Founderfest in Toowoomba, and they're teaching brand new 15 to 24-year-olds about, well, what is the process of actually getting a startup and you know, getting going and doing the coaching, not necessarily coming up with a winning idea as such, but actually making it work so that next time they go and pitch at an event, they know exactly what to do, get the pitches going, how to talk, how to do everything else. So it's really useful. So,
okay. All right.
So good, mate. How's that for a bit of news?
Very good news. Very great stuff. I seen your stream the other day somewhere, and looked fantastic, mate.
Yeah, that was the next thing we were going to talk to you later, but we'll leave that because I know that Danny's a bit pressed for time. So
yes. Okay, let's go to Danny real quick.
It's because I've got four kids. That's the only reason. I wouldn't care if I'd hang out with you guys all day because this is fun.
Yeah,
they
want
to go out and play. So it's all good.
Good to have you on, Danny. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for the invite and happy birthday for yesterday.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And you got verified on Twitter.
If you like my snap.
I did. I loved it.
Did you get a tick on your name, Danny?
I did.
It was a very magical day. I was pretty chuffed. So, It's like, you know, when you sort of win, you know, when you're a kid, it's like I've got a lolly. That's what I feel like. Kid, I just go, oh my gosh, this is really awesome. When you've done something well, you get recognized. So it was a bit of a milestone
What is the process of that? How did it happen? Like, can you explain how it happened?
Absolutely. Well, I, as you know, have been in social media for the last couple of years. So I think I've known you, Brad, for what, a good 2 years?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Yeah. So I started early 2013. And it was by my awesome girlfriend that said, look, Danny, I've only got one child. You've got four kids. How the heck do you do what you do? You need to share this with like-minded women. So that's how I explored the power of the hashtag and showed my pictures on Instagram. So obviously this has been like a little journey, and Twitter just turned 10 last month.
Yep.
So me being, you know, the personality that I am, goofing around, playing around with my kids, we challenged, I think it was Justin Bieber had sung that Marilyn Monroe, happy birthday to you style. And I just thought, you know what, let me get in this and see who did it better. So I did the Stevie Wonder version going, happy birthday, Twitter. So, and I had the kids at the end going, happy birthday, Twitter. And then, boom, the MD saw it, and then one of the lifestyle brand guys saw it, and they just said, where have you been all our life? And I said, what do you mean? I've been here, because I don't have a PR agency. Everything that I do has just been organic. So then we had a bit of a discussion. They said, hey, we want to actually partner with you and help you grow your business.
Nice
and
one.
I was just, I went, thank you. And then, I met up with Chris yesterday and we had lunch, and he pretty much did the verification that Thursday night, because moving forward, obviously, I'll be like an official Twitter person that'll share, you know, the content that I'm sharing day to day with, you know, my life as a busy mum of four and a fitness food motivator. So, yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
Very cool. Good on you. Well done.
You.
Very cool.
Can't do it without all this technology. I tell you
exactly,
what.
Exactly. What sort of technology do you use? Real quick before we go to Jacob. And
Totally. So I definitely have. I'm an iPhone user. I tried the beautiful Microsoft Peeps with the Surface Pro. Couldn't quite sort of. I love the swipingness of the Surface Pro. Just couldn't do the Android and stuff. So I'm an iPhone 4 and a Mac Pro user and heaps of cloud.
Nice one.
Good stuff. And cameras and water cameras. And heaps of photos. So everything's on my iPhone.
Yes.
But I need a better waterproof camera because sometimes even though the GoPro's cool, I sometimes just want to hold like a normal camera that takes normal, not that fisheye look and feel.
Okay.
But an iPhone doesn't need to be fisheye, Danny.
No. The GoPro, when I go in the water with the kids and we're surfing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I like it more closer that I want to be in your face a bit more. But I guess I can, so, but I kind of look like Fiona from Shrek. No,
you'd have to swap to Android to do that.
I know. And I heard the Samsung's the U-Boot waterproof mobile phone that can
Sony Z-Series is waterproof as well. You can chuck them underwater.
See, you guys need to help me out and we need to have a bit of a – we need to explore what should Danny Stevens be utilising as her tools of trade.
Because that's one of the – underwater, definitely an Android, but sorry.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, look, I'm happy. I'm good at change.
Change is good. If you want to go to Android, go ahead. Yeah, it's all, you know.
But it's like social media. There's all these different platforms and everyone tells me, go on this one, go on that one. So I try them all and then I just work out which one suits my personality, which one I sort of know that my community's on. Yep. And, you have to try everything
exactly
before you kind of go, yep, that one's for me, that one's not for me.
Exactly, yep, exactly.
And can I just say that this is my second podcast in my life?
Oh, really? What was the first one you went on?
I was on the Wellness Guys.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool. So I need to be doing this. I love this.
Yeah, podcasting's great. I love podcasting. I do it every week and with Daryl and Jacob. And
cool. You'll have to teach me to do that.
Well, you come back on any – you're more than welcome to come on anytime you want, Danny.
Awesome. Yeah,
invitations open. Jacob, how's your week been, mate? Sorry about the long wait.
That's okay, bro.
How's your week been, mate? It's
been pretty good. Trying out Anzac cookies.
Yes, indeed. I sent you some Anzac cookies and some other stuff as well, which is coming in the mail. Give us a quick review on the Anzac biscuits real quick, if you can tell us.
Hopefully they were from DannyStevens.com.
No, they're actually.
Or Dick Smith ones. Yeah.
Did you like that? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Jacob. Go ahead, mate.
No, these came from Amazon.
Yeah. Well, keep going.
They're pretty good. They're sweet.
Yes.
And it's just you have to get used to the crunch.
Yeah. Have you tried them, Daryl? Have you tried Anzac biscuits?
Yes. Long time ago. I haven't eaten them in more recent times. But, yeah, we used to get them baked around here and that. So, yes, the old Anzac biscuits are like the crunch like bully beef or whatever the veterans used to have in the trenches. So they made them crunchy like that.
Yep. That's it, mate. Jacob, what else has been happening, mate? Any other news?
Nothing much. That's about it.
Let's go back to Danny again real quick. Danny, what else have you been up to? Can you tell us about what you do and tell us about your website?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mentioned, I've been in the social media space for the last 3 years. I'm a full-time stay-at-home mum. So when people say to me, what's your job? So I'm a stay-at-home mum, but I'm above all Danny Stevens, a fitness food motivator, empowering and inspiring people to live a healthy and fit life without having to go to some boot camp or trying to eliminate too many of the good stuff in the world. So I'm not 100% eating clean all the time, so you have to have that balance of eating healthy foods that fuel your body and obviously those special treats that I as a child used to have. Like, you know, we had a bowl of Cocoa Pops. I won't have it every day, but it just brings back memories and the kids sort of go, oh my gosh, can we have some Cocoa Pops? So I feel like I'm semi-depriving my kids if I don't actually share some of my childhood treats. So basically I've been working with a lot of people that want to share this real everyday journey with their community. So I've been able to work with Jamie Oliver, and we did an app with Four Corners, and it's called the U App with Jamie Oliver. Last year it kicked off. It's sort of now just exclusively just called the U App. So Jamie Oliver had his name on it. I was the Move contributor. He was the Food contributor, and we had Mind and Love. So that was pretty awesome being a part of that. Worked with Dr. Oz as well, putting up some recipes. Wow. And just working with Volvo and Telstra, and just, you know, showcasing how you can have it all. You can be happy and healthy and run a full-time job and home. It just takes, you know, time management and planning, because a lot of people say, how do you do it? So that's why I share it every day on how I do what I do.
Mm. And you live near the beach as well.
So we've just recently celebrated our first year anniversary. So we were in cold Ballarat in Victoria.
Yep.
So we've just moved up to Kingscliff or Cabarita, Casuarina way, and amazing. So it's the best lifestyle change that we've made for our four young kids. So our kids are four, Zali's four, Mieta's six, Oscar's eight, and Noah's 10. So we're always outdoors surfing, skating, and just getting that, you know, natural serotonin, extra positive boost. Not that I need it, but it's, it's amazing for our health as well and our well-being. And my whole motto was to move my husband up there up here, so he can surf every day of his life. So happy husband, happy life.
Yeah, definitely. I always see your Snapchats, and you're always outside and stuff and walking.
Oh, it's amazing. Everyone. Like today's a bit overcast, and I think I snapped this morning. Adrian and I went for a coffee, but I'm perspiring as I'm talking to you, and I love it because it's like a mini sauna. I'm having a little freebie of a beautician.
What do you think of Melbourne? Do you like Melbourne?
I love Melbourne. I absolutely love Melbourne if we can just turn the heat up. But then you've got people that love that, you know, continental sort of four seasons, but not in one day. I think I was because we then moved from Melbourne into Ballarat, it was just too cold and the kids started to get bugs. And when you've got four kids, it's like a domino effect, and you're inside for like 6 to 8 weeks. And then because it's cold up in Ballarat, you're inside about 8 months of the year. And we're just not indoor people. So I just said last year when we'll come up to the Goldie, I said to Adrian, I said, babe, let's just move up here. And he goes, good on you. You just work on your phone. I actually have to go into an office and have a real job. So luckily he actually works for Telstra, which is where we met. And he luckily got a transfer. And,
what did you do at Telstra?
He's an account manager for our because I used to work for Telstra for 15 years. But, he's got a really good flexible role as well. So whenever I need to travel, he can actually work from home. So Telstra's pretty big on.
Is he the one that keeps it on the bills and stuff? And if someone doesn't pay the bill, he rings them up?
No, he's the one when you're offline. He gets to say, Adrian, come on, he's. No, he's doing all the wireless solutions and applications and stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
He gets to do the cool stuff to help businesses expand on what they do already.
All right, let's go to Jacob. Any questions for Danny, Jacob? Do not pause in the podcast, mate. Let's go to Daryl. Any questions, Daryl?
Jacob's got a question, I think.
Yeah, go ahead, Jacob. You just don't pause, mate. You got a question?
Hang on, Skype disappeared.
Okay. Go ahead, mate.
How many browsers you got open, Jacob?
No, it's you know, a little preview window.
Yeah,
it disappears from time to time. So I have my Skype screen on another monitor, so I have to go over there and hit the button on there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Okay, go ahead, mate.
So since you're a food motivator, what types of food do you tell people about?
Well, I'm pretty much got it on Twitter and all my social channels. So I try and share everything that I'm eating throughout the day. So I've just eliminated all my processed foods, Jacob, and all the sort of high sugary ones, even though I mentioned we had some Cocoa Pops earlier. But I try and eat fresh, so whatever I can get at the markets. And I run monthly challenges as well with my community. So I've never been vegan and I've never been a vegetarian, but I challenged myself, and then I invite people that follow me to at least try one raw meal per day. And it just sort of made a bit of a difference, because now we don't have so much meat on a plate. We have more veggies and fruit, and then just a palm size of meat. So it's fresh is best. So, Jacob, I try and do it as much as I can. And obviously, you know, if I'm traveling, I'll go buy stuff. But I try and avoid packaged foods and, you know, the all those numbers and things that you can't pronounce. They say to stay away, unless it's quinoa. There's a quote out there. don't eat foods you can't pronounce unless it's quinoa, because you know how you spell the Q-U-I-N-O-A. Anyway, that's just a foodie quote out there.
Okay, any else, Jacob?
I have one, but I was watching it on TV. I'm just wanting to ask. It's on my Food Network. One of the people were making, instead of using bread, just using lettuce.
Yes.
It's make it like, then put your meat inside, then it's a lettuce sandwich.
Yes. What are your thoughts?
I like it.
But well, I would
probably have a lettuce ham sandwich.
Yeah. Well, I have Oscar, who is baby number two, that has some bowel issues, constipation issues. So a lot of bread and milk kind of binds him up. So we've in his lunches, so the other kids can have wholemeal, or I'll do a frittata or what have you, rice paper rolls. But with Oscar, I have to stay away from too much bread throughout the week, because his tummy doesn't process it, because everything is so processed these days. Like, we love bread. My background's my mum's Serbian, my father's Croatian, so they used to go to the wheat farms and or fields, and you know, we used to process it naturally. Whereas today they bleach it and they put all the crappy stuff in there. But, yeah, we do the tacos like that too. So we get the big lettuce leaves. We've got the mince. We've got the tomatoes and avocado and cheese. And you can eat as much as you want.
Sounds good.
Because, you know, that corn and fatty kind of, you know, fried stuff, even though it's oven baked, you don't feel that, you know, that sort of fatty taste or that lining above your roof in your mouth. With the lettuce, it's so fresh and crunchy, and it just gives you that other experience and that element of enjoying your food, because at the end of the day, it's just about loving the food and the people that you're eating with. Yeah, and if exactly. It's healthy, bonus, do you know what I mean? You don't want to go sit on the couch and go, I feel so sick after eating all that. We're like, yay, what are we going to do now? Let's go. It sort of pumps us up because we're eating good.
Very cool.
So you are what you eat.
You are. Jacob, any more questions, mate? Because then I'm going to go to Daryl.
Come back to me. I might have one other.
Righto, mate. Daryl, any questions, mate, before we go to
With, like, eating healthy, I mean, one of the things I always find is that if you watch television at any stage, everybody is promoting, you know, whether it's through the news programs or something, this new diet or this new food. Yes. And it's going to be – and as my elderly father just throws his arms up in the air and says, well, you know, if I followed everything that was on television, I wouldn't eat anything, either because it's all poisonous, or I'd eat everything totally. Because it's all suddenly become good. How do you cut through – the sort of the fads and the stuff that's just trying to be out there being promoted, and actually you can have a balanced approach?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think because my heritage is they're from the land, so everything was planted by a seed. So we used to just go into the garden and grab our produce, herbs, fruit off the tree, go next door, get some cow's milk, get some eggs. Foundation of just eating well. My whole adult, or you know, teenage life and adulthood, I was never obese. I was always sort of one of, genetically I'm quite lucky, but when I had the four kids, I had a combined weight loss of 100 kilos. So that's why I connected with a lot of women, because I had, you know, 30 kilos here and 15 kilos there, or 20 kilos with number three, and then, you know, 15 kilos with number four. So I know how you put on that unnecessary weight, and it's also an emotional roller coaster. if you're not feeling well, you'd go to food because, you know, you need love back from something. So I think that's, you know, where I can sort of help my community is by sharing with them. It's just basically it's just whatever nature has given us. I mean, there's all that paleo, you know, fully raw. I know what you mean. There's so many fads and diets. I think everyone either has to try it to just – because if they've got a condition, they need to eliminate certain foods. But ultimately, you know, your body is the best decision maker. So I would just be eating how you feel after a meal.
Yes, because like how that food, that's right. It's certainly know, because you get so many conflicting views. I mean, you get, you know, one month a certain food item is, you know, a report is out as it's not good for you anymore. And then if you wait like another 6 months, it's
no more eggs.
And then 6 months later, someone else is coming out saying, hey, you know, you can eat eggs again now because it's really good for you. Another report has said it's, you know, it's good for you. And it must be for a lot of people who are just trying to, you know, having a balanced diet or whatever. It must get so confusing at times.
Oh, look, and it would, and I think you need to, as an end user, also educate yourself as far as who is delivering this message. Like mine is always, I'm not a nutritionist, I'm not a personal trainer. I am a mum of four, everyday woman that's trying to feed her children and myself and my husband the best foods. So I will always fact find, because there are some people that are in social media that are just, you know, obviously in it for the money. And they start to design a little superfood package thing, or hey, this is now new, and hey, let me try and monetize here. So you have to just do your own research and see if it's, you know, from quality resources and stuff.
Cool.
Any questions? Other questions, Daryl?
No, that's fine. Yep.
Danny, do you have a favorite fitness iPhone app at all? Do you use any sort of like walking apps or anything like that?
Well, I had Jawbone, so I get a lot of stuff sent to me from, you know, fitness and food people, and I get to try them out and review them.
Yep.
Apple's got their, you know, every day, like the iPhone Apple shows Watch. You the steps. Yeah, that's Apple. Right. So I sometimes tell my
– Love it.
Say, oh, your Apple Watch. Yeah, so your Apple Watch has got it, but yeah, but also the Apple iPhone has also got your steps throughout the day. So I don't ever, you know, I don't sell stuff, if that makes sense. I don't have a product. But I always just say, well, this is what I've tried. This is good. Or if you don't have the cash, if you've got an iPhone, you can still, you know, monitor your diet. You can have a food diary. You can still see your steps. Otherwise, I get hot and cold with my apps. So I sort of have Jawbone, but then I've got another sort of food diary one. I think I just need to finish my DS365 app. I think I need to.
Are you bringing out an app? Are you bringing out an app yourself?
I think I'm going to try to, because I want it centralized into one sort of place. Because as an end user, I've got a foodie app, I've got a fitness app, I've got my shopping list, I've got, you know, hot tips that I just want. You know, I've got my quotes that I love that I have like a Pinterest board in my own notes within iPhone. And I'm like, man, how can I do this? And then I thought, you know what? My new, you know, because I don't sell anything, I just thought I don't have to sell it. It can still be, it can be free. I just want everyday tools for people to just wake up and go, right, here's a motivation quote to just get me started, or, hey, let's have a bit of a meditation session. If you're not into that, go for a walk. Then when you're on the tram, I might sort of show some, you know, superfoods that when you go to your supermarket, you might, instead of getting, you know, a potato, you might swap it for a sweet potato for more nutritional value. So little things throughout your day, and then, you know, break over lunchtime and go for a walk or get a colleague and go shoot some hoops. Like, as adults, we call it a workout. And sometimes I just go, oh, man, I just want it to be fun. And kids call it play. So why, as adults, can't we play anymore? Why can't we be, like, I am the biggest kid ever. So they're the things that I want to sort of bring fun back into people's lives. I don't want it to be a dread, like, oh, gosh, I've got to go do this boot camp, or I've got this 8 to 12 week program that I'm on day 4 and I can't stand this kale. So I just want to do little baby steps every day to plant goodness into your life, and then find other options of, okay, well, if you don't like that, here's three to four other selections of how you can eat, you know, or if you've, especially for mums or even, you know, dads cooking for their kids, I don't want you to be stuck in the kitchen. I want you to be able to cook a chicken, but then have three meals out of that one chicken. So you're cooking day one, but then you're off day two because we've just made a chicken soup. We're going to make some rice paper rolls with the chicken, you know, shredded, or we might do a pasta. So I want to just give those sort of tools to everyday people. And, yeah, it's a work in progress.
Have you checked out the Apple Watch? What do you think of the Apple Watch? Have you looked at, have you checked it out?
Oh, look, for me, because I'm such a visual person, I needed it a bit bigger.
Right.
So it was just a little bit little for me, and it was just alerting me, and I could see, you know, my tweets, and I could see my U app, and I could see my calendar and stuff. But yeah, I'm such a visual person. That's why it was funny because someone said, "Oh, you're not a blogger," and I said, "No, I don't write. I don't like writing. I love pictures, and I love socializing with people."
Yeah.
So yeah, so I love big screens and just pictures.
Maybe you need the iPhone 6s then, 6 Plus then.
Oh, it's too big. It can't fit my back pocket. I know. I've got a I'm a strange cat when it comes to that. I want it all, but then I just go, oh, is that going to fit in my, you know, back pocket? Because I don't want to bring a big bag.
Yeah, right. Okay.
It's smaller than a Nexus, though, Danny.
Is it? Yeah.
It's smaller than a Nexus, so it'll still fit in your back pocket.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway,
I'll see.
Let's go to any questions, Michael, for Danny.
Yeah, Danny. I want to lead to this anyway. Have you used Facebook Live?
I haven't yet. Well, I did. Tell a lie. I did. And we were at my father-in-law's birthday.
Yeah.
And I have to get onto that because I haven't been a podcast or video girl. So I'm just new onto Snapchat, so as Brad would know.
My reason for asking with that, though, was we had I was at this convention yesterday. And yes. Just dared someone who'd never been on a video in her life, right, as a startup business. And so, you know, she needed the exposure. And so I said, fine, let's get your phone out. And so me just being know how to do that sort of stuff. I'm looking at her posts today of that video. She got 500 views just overnight, right? Just and it was just a random thing of this really attractive lady sitting on a video, you know,
yes.
And that's the screen it is straight away. And it's the best way. I've seen journalists do it now where, and they also use Periscope for that. So
yes, I've tried Periscope.
Say, I'm here, I'm doing this, this is what's going on. And it's so easy. I mean, especially with an iPhone. I mean, I use both. I use Android and iOS for a variety of stuff. But for this, just right, I'm here, this is what we're doing, this is what we're about, I'm down the beach, I'm wherever, and this event's going on, you know, these guys are amazing. I've seen, and we've been in, Brad, with Robert Scoble, who gets 100,000 views on those videos, and you just think, wow, and he's doing it off his phone.
It's powerful, isn't it? It goes to show you don't need a production team anymore to have your own show.
Oh, I like the production team. It's usually me, though.
But that's what I'm saying. Like a lot of people with startups, when people ask me, like, oh, you must have like a camera person, someone editing for you, someone doing the content or researching it for you. And I'm like, no, it's me and my iPhone. So I love that.
Just on that a bit more is that yesterday there was a group of high school students from Brisbane State High, and they were going around this conference and they had two video cameras and they were interviewing everyone and all the rest of them. And I pulled them up after the event finished and said, hey, you know, you could have actually done all that with a live app, say
live streaming,
live stream and live stream all that content and save yourself a time, because they got about 30 hours of video up and 100 hours of editing, and I'm going,
yeah.
Wow.
I know, right? I know. And like, not that really I want them to lose their job.
The content.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
I mean, to catch 22.
Because there was passion for them.
Yes, yes, of course. I mean, I don't want to ever sort of have someone not have a job in doing their editing and what have you, but look, the power of technology these days to have that access and that platform in your palm. I mean, the internet has shrunk the world. Everyone's accessible and I love it. Like, it's, you know, amazing. It's like with my Brad, you remember when I did the Rides to Conquer Cancer, I'd never ridden a bike and I got the attention of Sir Richard Branson. And little things like that, you kind of go, OMG, you know, and Gary and all that. Like, it's just phenomenal.
Yeah, definitely. I love it. Sure.
But, yeah, the streaming is the way to go too for people to engage.
Parastrap's fantastic. I couldn't use Parastrap for a while because my internet was part of my internet problem. But now I'm with TPG, I can watch Periscope much as I want now. So
yeah, perfect. With Twitter, I need to. That's going to be my platform. As much as I still love Snapchat, I then YouTube it and then embed it into my my stories during the day. So boys, if you head to Danny Stevens. .com. It sounds like I'm doing an ad. You'll see my day, and it starts from I'll either post it that night if I'm sitting on the couch, the kids are in bed. I'll save the story on Snapchat. It'll upload onto my YouTube. I get the link. I open up a post at my website, my WordPress, and then I'll say, "Hey guys, what a day! Check it out." Copy, like paste my YouTube, and then there's 3 to 4 minutes of you hanging out with me.
Yeah, definitely. And Danny, where can they get hold of you if they have any more questions for you before we wrap up and go to Michael Tucker?
Baby, I am everywhere. So you can find me, you can ask me a question on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, DannyStevens.com. There's a little tab there where it sort of says, you know, about me or work with me. You can sort of email me there. But otherwise, yeah, I love it on Twitter. And DannyStevens.com, just whatever social platform suits you, I'll be there.
All right, cool. Thanks for being on, Danny.
Thank you so much, guys. And yeah, let's do it again. I love it. And you guys can help me with my my tech, my tools of trade, because I really need the best of the best. And you guys
get an Apple TV. That's one thing you need to get, because I love the Apple TV.
Yes.
I tell everyone to get one, and it's just fantastic.
Trust me, Brad. I've got the Apple TV. I've got the YouTube. I've got them all. They're all sitting over there.
Have you got Foxtel?
Yes, we do. We've got everything.
Do you like it?
Yeah. But then there's all the other ones, like, you know, Netflix and Presto. Yeah. It's just full on.
Do you use Netflix?
Yeah, we just watched a movie the other night, The Joneses, with Demi Moore.
Okay, cool.
It was pretty cool, and you just saw my husband on his iPhone just, you know, rewinding it or playing it or finding it or whatever, and you just go, oh, my gosh, you know, this is phenomenal.
It is.
I love it. Anyway, have a wonderful weekend, gents, and we'll see you out on Twitter and wherever you guys are hanging out. I'll see you there.
Yep, please. Yep, thank you, Danny, for being on. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Danny.
Again. No, thank you so much. See you guys.
See you, Danny.
Bye.
Thank you. Daryl, let's go to the news real quick, and then we'll come back to Michael Tucker and have a quick chat with him.
No podcast, problem. Mate. No problem at all.
Here are the news stories for this week.
And here's some news. And the first one's from Mac Rumors. And we've actually really talked about this at the beginning of the show. But Apple Pay expands beyond American Express in Australia with ANZ support. And Apple today updated its Apple Pay website in Australia to note that Apple Pay now supports credit and debit cards from the Australian and New Zealand Banking Group, which is ANZ for all of us here. The ANZ website has also been updated with the new Apple Pay webpage, and a report from Reuters confirms the partnership ANZ cardholders in Australia are able to add their cards to Apple Pay, which is now being confirmed by Mac Rumors Reader. And I can confirm that our FPOS machine at work now accepts Apple Pay. So
they're using it all since Thursday. I love it.
There you go. So it's up and running. So we'll see how the other banks go and whether they catch up.
Wallet, if you don't have your wallet, you can just use your phone.
Yep. Cool bananas.
Actually, and by the way, someone made a really bad comment when I was at the supermarket the other day. Jacob, you were there. Do you remember what she said?
Talk about chopping someone's arm off.
That's just crazy. Yeah.
So, yes, it's going to be interesting to see as it rolls out and whether the other big banks jump on board with it. Apparently,
do you use it, Daryl, if your bank gets it?
I'll probably try it if the Commonwealth gets it. It'll be interesting. I think there's still a lot of negotiating between Apple and the banks. You know, the banks are playing hardball over fees, and Apple's playing hardball over fees. But maybe now that one bank has gone that way, it might not be long before the other banks fall into line with Apple.
Yeah,
the next news item is from Tech Hive, and Rovi to acquire TiVo for $1.1 billion, I presume that is US dollars. Online entertainment listings company Rovi plans to acquire digital video recording firm TiVo for US $1.1 billion in a stock and cash deal, the company said Friday. TiVo has cloud-based technology of integrating live, recorded, on-demand and internet television into one user interface with search, discovery, viewing and recording options from a variety of devices. Its technology has been deployed by operators such as Virgin Media and Vodafone Spain. Rovi announced in March that Sharp new app Aquos TV would include a G-Guide, electronic programming guide. The combined company is forecast to have more than $800 million in revenue in the current year. More than 10 million TiVo-served households are expected to be added to the current base of about 18 million homes that use Rovi guides. The new entity will serve nearly 500 service providers worldwide, the company said. So it looks like for TiVo people, you're going to be marrying Rovi. The next one is from Channel News, and this will be interested to, of course, all our Australian listeners. Amazon reports a record profits as Oz launch gets closer. Amazon, who is currently scoping the Australian market with a view to launching a local version of their online store, has reported a massive surge in profit. A major contributor is the company's web services division, who is this week holding a major conference in Australia. The US company reported a profit of $513 million for the quarter versus a year ago loss in the same quarter of $57 million. In the last quarter, the online retailer delivered $482 million, which was its previous best ever quarter. Sales of $29.13 billion was up 28% from a year ago. This surpasses Amazon's own forecast of $26.5 billion to $29 billion and analysts' expectations of $27.98 billion. The results were boosted by its Amazon Web Services Cloud Computing division, where sales surged 64%. The division is proving extremely popular in Australia. The AWS unit, which rents computing power to a variety of startups, government agencies and other corporations, has become a major driver of sales growth and profits for Amazon. So that looks like Amazon may be getting a step closer to having a real presence in Australia. And the last story is from ZDNet. Only 37% of remote Australians use internet via smartphones. While the use of the internet has increased across the board in both capital cities and non-urban areas, there is still a disparity when it comes to access. The Australian Communications and Media Authority, ACMA, has published a report on telecommunications in regional Australians revealing that smartphone internet usage has exploded in remote areas but still remains 33% lower than the percentage of people using it in capital cities. The rest of this article, which will be in our show notes, has a lot of statistics about what is remote, what is regional, and that. So I won't go right into them as we're running short on time. But it's certainly an article worth reading if you, particularly like me, are either a regional, remote user of the internet. And that is the news.
That is the great news, Daryl Hunt. Thanks for reading the news. Let's go back to Michael Tucker real quick. Michael, so tell us about what you've been up to, mate.
So just a quick one on that, Daryl. I've been looking at the NBN maps around Queensland, and there's a fair bit of it covered now by wireless internet.
Yeah, look, it's getting better. I mean, the article itself goes into a lot of the black spot areas because there's two or three different programs. There's the NBN, which is rolling out, which is bringing, you know, either improved fixed line internet or wireless internet. But then there's the other issue, which the NBN doesn't fix, is black spots for mobile phones. And, you know, I live in an area where, you drive a few kilometres out of town here in some spots and people don't have mobile phone reception at all.
Yeah.
Not 2G, not even 2G. So, and the government has put about 160 million into Black Spot funding. So we're getting five new towers in my area, possibly within the next 12 to 18 months to try and fix these black spots. Because I'm in a tourist area and we get like thousands of people coming into the various valleys up here, and they've got no mobile coverage during summer, which means they get no warnings if there's a potential forest fire. They're on their own basically, unless, you know, a ranger gets to them and says, hey folks, there's a fire coming over the hill, you better get out. So that's hopefully all going to be fixed. But yes, the NBN's going to help a lot, and it's already helped here, because people who had dial-up internet here in the region around me are now getting faster internet than I am in the middle of the town. So I'm jealous. Yeah, I want the NBN.
So to get back on, Brad, what I've been up to is Facebook have given me, as a broadcaster, the ability to go live. And people could, you know, they switched that on in for everyone to use for their iOS devices originally, and then for Android came along afterwards. And so that's been great. So we were talking about that before with Danny. But I've also been allowed or able to use an encoder, like for bringing broadcast cameras into Facebook now. And so we did that this morning with FounderFest. And so that's founderfest.au on Facebook, if anyone wants to go and have a look. And so, which is extremely tricky would be the best way to describe it at the best of time, and because there's so many variables in how it can actually work. So what it does do, and the Facebook live stream versus the YouTube live stream, is Facebook's got one place to comment. It's so easy to do it in comparison to YouTube, where there's six places to comment. If you include Google+, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube itself, plus the chat in YouTube disappears after the broadcast is finished. So I'm very much in favour of how they've actually done it, and the comments stay around. If you look at Periscope video, the comments, it's gone in 24 hours. It's finished. But these are hanging around. The maximum time on a broadcast is 90 minutes. Yeah, I hit the 90-minute barrier before today, so that was interesting, just to go, oh, shit, when are they going to finish? And so we hit that button right on 90 minutes for one particular video this morning. But it's great for them, because they're actually able to share it out. And so Holly Ransom and Anne-Marie Elias from Sydney and Advanced Queensland and others have been able to share that video on their platforms, so they can multiply the effect of this small group in Toowoomba getting started. You know, and the other thing for Queensland is, because it's such a large state, we need to have lots of small communities interacting with each other, rather than one huge community that everyone goes and congregates in. So it's slightly different to Perth would be another example too, where they have different smaller communities than just like West Australia, that you know, over a vast area, and they just go, wow, you know, how do we do it? But there's 4.5 million people live in Queensland now, so spread over a site. So I reckon yesterday at the conference I was saying Texas is a third of the size of Queensland in size. So it's pretty spectacular. So this is great. You and I have been watching Luria do her podcast, and she's doing a daily now on Facebook. So Luria Petrici.
She changed her name, Michael.
No, she always went under the pseudonym of Kelly Lewis. It was a pseudonym.
Is that her real name? That's not her real name,
is it? That's her real name, is Luria. Kelly Lewis. So the tools that we're using, and she's actually using a live stream specially made computer for that. And so they're having all sorts of trouble trying to set it up and get it to work properly. And then Livestream came in and I pointed them out to a closed Facebook group that for all the producers that use Livestream, like the Livestream Studio product. So I pointed them out and said, hey, this is what's going on. They're having all sorts of strife, you know, and we need to fix it, and we need to fix our own as well, and fix all these little bugs. Now, you get bug issues in software, as you always do. So, but they were getting, you know, still broadcast freezing frames and all the rest of it. Given that we were given a beta program, software to go and, you know, test out. So it's been an interesting road, and they released another upgrade later in the week. So we've done pretty well with that. The other ones that people use are Wirecast can go straight in as a broadcaster, and I've seen people use OBS for a hack, so that's fun too. So they use OBS as a streaming platform.
So Michael, what were you doing before all this? Give us a quick background on what you do, mate. And
I go out and do events, Brad. I go out.
So this is your full time job now, mate? Because I know you were doing it in a previous job as a something else. I can't remember what it was, but is this your
time job now, mate? This is my gig.
Good on
so
you.
It's to go out and find the events. Say, hey, you need a bigger audience than the 40 people, which is how I originally got the idea of making this possible. It was the 40 people in the room and this presenter with this really cool story, at a networking event. And so, you know, it just started from there. And so I went and Laria was one of the first people that showed me, well, this is all the gear we use to make it happen. And I met them last year, and so that was really cool. So if I get in there and say, hey, you know, this is what's going on, she knows. She's very perceptive about all that. But they're in so for me, I observe what others are doing, and we learn tips and tricks from each other. For going out and showing people that may not know, yeah, that's fine. And a typical example is, you know, getting out with a phone and just posting a quick video or using one of the platforms to put a live stream video up really quickly. So, and that's what I do most of the time. Yesterday's was a trick good video stuff. And really useful.
Good stuff, mate. Now, where can I get hold of you if they have any more questions for you, mate? Because we need to wrap up.
So, tuckerproductions.tv is my website. So, okay. And I'm on the socials at Michael Tucker TV on Twitter and I think it's Michael Tucker. They'll find me with a camera in front on Facebook and Google Plus. I think I've got a following hanging around there.
You still on Google Plus, mate?
Absolutely, yeah. And there's still a community on Google Plus. It may not be Australia based, but there's still a large community on there, and they're still vibrant. They even if everyone believes no, there's still a vibrant community there.
Yeah, definitely. And you're using an iPhone now. What iPhone are you using now?
I use 5Cs.
Okay, nice one, mate.
I use I need the Wi-Fi to run some apps and stuff. And so iOS is the only I can't do it on Android. So it makes for really interesting programming and stuff to do that.
All right.
So that's cool. I know you're running out of time in a minute, but, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to wrap up in about 2 minutes. So good to have you on, Michael. Appreciate your time, mate.
Thank you.
And Daryl Hunt, what's your final view of the show? And any questions real quick, mate, to Michael before we go?
Just a quick one, Michael. You mentioned YouTube Live and, of course, Facebook Live. I've had a little bit of a play with Facebook Live. Do you think because YouTube is still to have a mobile app which allows you to stream live, do you think they might have missed the boat? And that Facebook now have got a real jump on them?
Yeah, they do. There are ways of streaming off the mobile, but they're associated apps. They're not like a YouTube app that's got live, you know. They did miss the boat there. And they tried it with Hangouts, but they didn't really get on top of it straight away and get the market share. They could have done it 5 years ago.
Well,
they could have done it with Google Plus 5 years ago, and it would have been straightforward.
And that's what I thought, because it would have also meant that Google Plus would have had an extra reason for people being there if people on Google Plus could watch live streaming like Facebook folks can now. But they seem to really be hesitant to roll it out to mobile devices and the live functionality. And now, you know, Zuckerberg and Facebook has jumped in and said, hey, you know, come to us, you know, we'll make it really easy to do.
Yeah, and they have, and they've got the jump on it.
Yep.
All right. Let's go to Jake real quick. Any questions, Jake, before we wrap up, mate, and give your Twitter handle at the same time, mate?
I don't have any questions, but You can follow me at jazzbot326691z.
Good job baiting you on Twitter, Brad. I was on a tech webcast. What about you, Darylan?
Yeah, you can get me at LearnScape on Twitter. And as I say, Michael Tucker and I are on Google Plus. So yes, you can follow me at Daryl Hunt on Google Plus.
Yes, and Michael Tucker, what about you, mate? Are you got a Twitter? I want to mention it real quick again.
So people can follow. I did the Twitter at Michael Tucker TV. So.
Follow him. Good, great content, mate. Good stuff. And Daryl, who's on next week? We got a big announcement next week, mate. Big, huge guest next week, mate.
Yes, we have from.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
No, I do know who we've got. I was trying to work out which stuff he'd done first, but from MacBreak Weekly, he also writes for the Boston Chronicle and amongst other things. And I'm a big fan. So Andy Inarko, who was knows a lot about Apple, a lot about Mac. As I say, is a regular contributor to Leo Laporte's MacBreak Weekly. As I say, writes and is also a very, very good amateur photographer. So we're really excited to be talking to him next week.
Oh, wait. And I can guarantee you, next episode is going to be all about Apple.
All about Apple. That's what you should name it. All about Apple that week.
Exactly. And mention Corey. Thanks to Corey for doing the donation last week too.
Appreciate another big thanks. It really does help. And as I said in the video, you know, it helps particularly Brad who funds tech webcasts out of his pocket, and it does help in making sure that we continue to run tech webcast.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, I would move to another podcasting platform, but it's just too hard to you know, do it all, you know, start over, you know,
shifting all your past episodes, because that's the thing that I missed in saying that in the video, that for people that podcasting, a lot of people start podcasting and they get one or two episodes in or 10 episodes in and they get tired and, you know, they can't get guests or they get tired and they die. This is up to 376, so you can see how long Tech Webcast has been running, so this is not something that's a fly by night.
Exactly, and it's a very professional podcast. We never swear. We always get guests on and stuff, and we always have a bit of fun and stuff. And you know, it's very 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 good podcast. And
it is.
I think people should listen.
So have a listen to have a watch of the video if you haven't seen the video, and if you can help contributing to Tech Webcast in any way, even, as I said earlier, even if it's just clicking on that share button and like button and whatever, and sending it out amongst your friends, it's all very helpful.
Good stuff. Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Jacob. And thank you to Danny Stevens for being on. Appreciate it.
Great show.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Jacob. Enjoy your package next week, mate, if you hope you get it.
Okay.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Tech Webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer! Boom!